Welcome back here with the news at one. Can Morocco make the final of the FIFA World Cup? They're the first country from Africa or the Arab world to get to a semi-final. They face world champions France today for a place in Sunday's final against Argentina. You can see the match live on RTE2 television and the RTE player, kicking off at 7 p.m. Hassam Lemtoumi will be watching with high hopes, along with millions of Moroccans at home and abroad, from his home here in Ireland. Hassan, good afternoon. Thanks for taking our call today. We're very, very jealous of you and other Moroccans. We'd love to be at this stage ourselves. What does getting to this stage of the tournament mean for you?
It means a huge, I've never felt like this way. It's just something that it's just, our beloved sports, all around, growing up with it and seeing how Morocco reached this stage is unbelievable. And I've been flooded with phone calls, text messages, and from people that I haven't seen or talked to in over 20 years. But I think the joy has spread all around. The underdog mentality is taking over.
You're a long time away from Morocco this stage, but much of the team were born abroad, have lived much of their life abroad, many of them who speak with regional Spanish accents. This is a team that I think perhaps people here in Ireland can recognise and empathise with from our glory years over 30 years ago in a World Cup too.
Yeah, it is. I think it's just it shows you that love and loyalty to your country to whatever flag you wanted to carry up and have it and it's for me there is the similarities between that the Irish pride and the Moroccan pride in their heritage. I've lived in America for so many years, and when you say you're Irish, there is that pride of saying it and raising your flag. The same thing with the Moroccans, no matter where you're born or anywhere else. You have that attachment to your country. And then I think the 14 people or so that they're born abroad, they've been put in a situations where they could choose who they play for, either for Holland or for Spain or for France, but they choose to play for Morocco. And I think that's a great honor, to the country itself, and it makes it more exciting for everybody that this is it's possible. Africans
I know your country has tried to host this World Cup on several occasions, has spent a lot of money on stadia, has spent a lot of money on investing in players and in the sport. Do you think you can win the World Cup, Hassan?
I do. I think it's just because when you go into anything that's underestimated. And they've proven that, they've beaten Spain, which is one of the giants. Portugal, another giant. Belgium, another giant. And then Canada, is another upcoming kind of country, with their football. I think they have the heart in it, and I think the coach Regragui was able to gather them under one umbrella, which is, we're not here to just, settle for whatever we can settle. We are here to win it and not to just settle for a halfway or we almost did it. We'll wait for another 40 years until it's our time. This is our time.